Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. The TV has been dominated by hurricanes. The Texas coast was devastated, and next Hurricane Irma hit Florida. Powerful winds destroyed half of the citrus crop. Orange juice is going to cost $2 per gallon more. We should not underestimate the destruction and the cost of families, government, or the time to recover. Why is the news wasting so much of our time debating the football players' refusal to stand and respect the flag? That's their problem. It's time to turn to big issues that can impact the whole country. The Trump administration is in the process of trying to repeal WOTUS, Waters of the U.S. Last week I talked about John Duarte, who was forced to pay a huge fine after he plowed his field and planted wheat without a permit. Regulation overreach of farm and ranch private property must be stopped. We're in the third round of rewriting the North American Free Trade Agreement with Mexico and Canada. Yes, the agreement is old. It needs to be updated. But it has been a good agreement for the ag industry. I agree we should fix the agreement so our overall trade deficit can be cut, but do no harm. I know Secretary Perdue understands the risk we face. In my judgment, the most important legislative challenge on the table now is tax reform. Both parties say it needs to be done. Cut taxes. Everyone's just cheering until a decision is made on how to raise revenue to help make up for the tax cut. Some of the loopholes and special tax breaks need to be taken away. And this could be done. President Kennedy and President Reagan both pushed through major tax reform packages. There's bipartisan support for cutting the corporate tax rate to as low as 15 or 20%, and then maybe our corporations will stop moving to other countries for low tax rates. Between 2000 and 2016, the number of Fortune 500 companies headquartered in the United States declined by 25%. Capital and jobs were lost. Can our Congress and the President find some middle ground and give us tax reform? Well, let's hope. I was on the farm in Illinois last week. Crops are good, hogs are happy, and the demand for bacon is off the chart. I can't help but feel for the farmers and ranchers, though, that have lost so much, suffered so much from the hurricanes, forest fires, and drought. Our prayers are with them. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.